group therapy, your chance to be on the show. We'll try our best to help you out. We get calls at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, what's going on with you? How can we help out for group therapy?
Hey, so my boyfriend has recently lost 50 pounds.
Awesome. Wow. Way to go.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's actually not. He's like totally changed, and now he's just like feeling himself. He's like gotten all new clothes, a new haircut, like his acne cleared, and he has like this new sense of confidence. And I just don't like it. Like, I don't like it at all. We don't have the same relationship. And this is like not the man I fell in love with, you know? And I don't know. Like, I just want a way to like take him down a few notches. Like, I don't know. He says he's okay. Like, he looks fine, but like he's just acting like he's this total Hemsworth now, and I'm just like fed up with it. It's like, get over yourself, you know?
Total
like,
Hemsworth.
Wait, like, hold on though. It almost sounds like you're jealous, but I could be wrong. But I mean, is he being a jerk? Is he being rude, or is it just he's a confident person that didn't show those traits before? Because you should support him if it's pure confidence. That's great.
Yeah, no, he's just not the same person, and we don't have the same relationship. Like I like knowing like where he's gonna be and like what he's gonna do, and like now like with this confidence, like it's just not the same. Like it's just like he doesn't listen to me the same way. Like it's very, very annoying.
Have you expressed to, like, relax. Any of this? Because you should, I would think, be happy for someone that's trying to better their lives, get healthy, feel good, feel confident. Have you said, hey, take me along on this journey with you?
No, that's not the point. Like, he just needs to like get it. I don't know. Like before, I would just be able to be like, I don't know. I just tell him what I want, and he would do it. Like, it's not that hard. But now he talks back. Like, it's
he
not...
talks back.
Oh, wow. He actually wait. He has a backbone now.
Is Uh-oh. He standing up for himself more, and that's why you don't like it?
Well, it's not like standing up for himself more. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like annoying. It's like, just do what I say to do. And like, don't ask about it. Like, I don't know, like, why you think losing 50 pounds all of a sudden, like, makes you a different person. It makes you not listen to me.
Joe, okay, you're on your weight loss journey. If you lost 50 pounds, and you have, you've lost weight before.
Yeah.
Did it make you feel different? Did you treat your wife differently?
I mean, I think I was a better lover, if you know what I'm saying. No, I didn't treat her differently. I definitely had more confidence. I mean, nobody believes me, but I think I can be a happy guy at times. I think I was a happier person because I wasn't so sad and angry with myself being where I was. So I think it's a great thing. Only thing I would say to Lauren, who's calling in for group therapy, I really don't have advice for her of like how to keep your boyfriend knocked down a peg or two. Like, don't you want your partner and your relationship to be raised up? Like, I'd be like, yeah, they feel more confident than ever. They're looking good, too. I personally don't have any advice for Lauren. I don't know what to tell her because I don't want her to knock her guy down a peg or two.
Well, Lauren, you sound like you like to be in control, in charge, be the one who makes the decisions. If he's on this journey, it's just he's going to keep improving himself and that's not for you. I don't know. Maybe he's not the guy for you anymore.
Lauren, we got some other people calling in. So if you can hang on, we'll get to some phone calls at 833-563-2539. Can you hang on?
Yeah, thanks.
Even giving me attitude. Jeez. All right. Now I feel like I got to like put weight on. All right. 833-563-2539. If you're just tuning in to group therapy here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, Lauren is upset that her man has lost weight. He's gained confidence and she wants him to get knocked down like a peg or two.
I think that's terrible to say about someone you love, supposedly love or are with.
We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now. Normally when somebody loses weight and gains confidence and feels good about themselves, that is an awesome thing to happen, especially when you're in a relationship, because you can't do that for your partner. In this case, though, with group therapy, we're, I guess, trying to change that, according to Lauren, because her man has done all of that. He's lost weight. He's getting that confidence. As a matter of fact, probably from the diet, I assume, his acne's cleared up. So looking and feeling good. And Lauren, you're kind of saying you want to have like advice on how to knock him down a peg or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I want my old boyfriend back. This is not cool.
Have you said anything to him?
I mean, kind of. I've, like, made a remark or two, but, like, I've tried to be, like, really sneaky about it. Like, I've replaced all our, like, low-fat salad dressings that he has in the fridge with, like, normal ones and just, like, hope that he would just start gaining it back on.
You are terrible.
That is wrong.
I'm telling y'all, it's sabotage. All right, Lauren, hang on. That is messed up.
She's lacing all his things with butter.
You know, kidding. Like, oh, don't worry. It's not butter. Nicole, hey, good morning. You're on group therapy with Lauren. What did you want to say to her?
First of all, Lauren, you are awful and a complete brat, and you need to be supportive of him, happy for him. I mean, this is a life-changing thing that he's done for himself, and it's, you know, he's going to be able to set boundaries and, you know, gain confidence, and you need to be there for it or break up with him so someone who is there and supportive for him can come into his life.
We're applauding you.
Porkchop's got the slow clap going right there.
We're at
a golf course.
We agree with you.
Hey, Nicole, thank you for calling in. I mean, Lauren, that's somebody that doesn't like your idea.
Yeah, that's someone who probably is fat themselves. So...
Okay.
Oh, Lauren, let's not be disrespectful.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know what that has. It's not funny.
That's mean.
I got a dying animal in the background here. Mark, hey, you're on with Lauren this morning. What did you want to say about what she's doing?
Can I first say the low-fat salad dressing had me in tears? Like, he's not going to stop eating salad because he's got regular salad dressing.
I know.
Wait, you think her idea is not that effective?
I mean, well, he's going to stop eating salad because I have regular salad dressing than low-fat salad dressing. That's not why I called. That just had me in tears. I'm like, oh, I'm going to change your salad dressing. That's going to show him. But I just think that, like, if you revert everything that Lauren said, like, she's a controlling guy, and that's what everyone complains about. Oh, my guy wants to know exactly where I am, everywhere I am. I want to know what he's doing. I want to know where he's been. And if you reverse that on Lauren, she's that exact same person. Whatever that the caller just said, she is the brat. She is trying to be a controlling girlfriend, and nobody likes that guy or girl. And if this was a guy calling in complaining about how his girlfriend lost weight and how he wants her to, you know, do all the things that he wants to do, we'd be talking about a way different thing, because that's not how we, you know, we don't accept guys like that, and why we're accepting her like that is beyond me.
That's a great point. Like, if a guy was saying, hey, I got to put her in check, take her down a notch.
Lauren, do you agree with what Mark's saying?
No, I think he's sexist. I think that he doesn't understand a confident woman. Like, I don't know, that's actually really antiquated that he would think that like, I wouldn't want to be in charge. I think that's sexist of him.
What, do you want your boyfriend to be in charge of you and tell you what to do?
No, that's why I
okay,
did
that's
this
not
guy.
Sexist. And I mean, the whole part about being sexist is that equal genders have the same roles. So if he's not in control of you, why should you be in control of him?
It's not. It's about women's empowerment, that I'm confident enough to say what I want, and he's confident enough to do what I want.
But he's confident enough to lose weight. Why are you not supporting that?
If he can do what he wants. I just
no,
want
he can't.
My
no, he can't. You
I
won't let him.
Back.
You won't let him. You're changing the salad dressings. You won't let him do what he wants.
Well, he can eat what he wants. I just want him. I just want my old boyfriend back. Like, he just needs to, like, relax and stop.
It's the same
like
person.
He's not.
Person.
He's a normal
People
guy.
People don't change.
He's a normal guy.
People don't change.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Brooke this morning on line number 4. Hey, Brooke, you're also on with Lauren. What do you want to say? Her boyfriend has changed for the better, but she says it's for the worst, and she's looking for advice on how to knock him down a peg or two.
Lauren, I am appalled. What you mean by old boyfriend is you want that insecure, meek mouse who would do whatever you wanted, and you're pissed off because he won't just do what you want now because he has this newfound confidence for himself. And yeah, that does make you controlling, because you're not confident in yourself to have a confident boyfriend who's not just going to do what he's told.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. My psychiatrist is here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. You don't know me. You don't know, like, what I need and what I want. So,
well,
like,
this is called group therapy.
Yeah, I don't think you guys understand the situation, but I appreciate you trying to help.
Lauren, thank you for calling in for group therapy today. If you want to be on group therapy, all you got to do is slide into our DMs. It's probably the easiest way. Radio Now AM Show.